While on his expedition of the South Pole, Sir Ernest Shackleton's ship was trapped in a sea of ice, leaving him and his 27 men stranded.
当 Ernest Shackleton 爵士他们在南极探险的时候，他的船陷在冰海里面，这样子他和他的27个船员都被困住了。
Shackleton and five of his men departed in a lifeboat and promised the 22 remaining men that he would return someday to take them back home.
后来 Shackleton 和他另外五个人呢，他们就进到这个救生船里面，然后他跟其余的船员说，要他们有一天一定要来把他们带回家。
5 months later, he returned to the island, but enormous icebergs blocked the way.
五个月以后呢，他们又返回南极，但是呢，在他们的路上这个海里面，突然有一个非常大的、巨大的冰川挡住了他们的航路。
However, suddenly, as if an act of God, the icebergs parted, and a path between the icebergs opened, and Shackleton sailed through.
突然好像就是神的工作一样，这个冰山呢突然从中间裂开了，这样子 Shackleton 他们的船呢就可以从中间过去。
The 22 men were waiting and ready.
这22个人呢还在等他们，他们已经准备好了。
And they swiftly climbed aboard.
后来他们迅速都上了船。
But as soon as the ship cleared the island, the iceberg shut like a door behind them.
但他们一旦离开上了船，离开这个小岛以后，他们后那个冰山就像门一样从他们后面关上了。
Shackleton later said to the man, "It was fortunate that you were all packed and ready to go."
后来 Shackleton 跟他的这22个人说：“你们真的是非常幸运，你们都准备好了，就是马上就可以起身了。”
To which the man replied, "We never gave up hope."
这些人就说：“我们从来没有放弃这个盼望。”
Whenever the sea was clear of ice, we rolled up our sleeping bags and reminded each other, the boss may come back today.
当我们就是看到海里的冰一旦化的时候，我们就把我们的睡袋呢都准备卷起来，我们就要准备出发了，因为我们知道我们的老板有一天一定要来接我们。
Like Shackleton, our boss has left us here on this earth.
就像 Shackleton 一样，我们的老板他把我们放在这个地球上。
He has promised that someday he would return to take us home.
他也就是告诉我们说，有一天他也要回来把我们带回家。
But when will Jesus return to take us to his heavenly home?
但是耶稣什么时候他才来呢？才把我们带回天家呢？
According to the Bible, the next two events that will take place inThe prophetic calendar are the rapture and the tribulation.
根据圣经上的预言呢，他说将来要有两件事情，就是被提还有大灾难要会发生。
The rapture is the event in which Jesus Christ comes back to this earth to bring his disciples home.
被提呢，就是说耶稣他要重新再回来，要把他的门徒，把他的子民都带回天上去。
Bible indicates that within a twinkling of the eye, Jesus will take the living believers back to him to heaven, and he will also restore the bodies of dead believers to their souls in heaven.
圣经上告诉我们说，好像就是一眨眼的功夫呢，神耶稣就来，他要把他子民带上天上去，同时呢，那些已经过去世的这些基督徒，他们的身体还有灵魂要在天堂要重新联合。
The tribulation is a period of 7 years in which God will pour out his wrath against the sins of this world.
大灾难就是这个七年的这段时间，神要把他的震怒要倾倒在这个地球上，罪恶的地球上，世界上。
During this time, the Antichrist will become a powerful world leader who will demand all people to worship him.
在这段时间呢，敌基督的人他们要成为这个世界的王，而且他们要所有的人都要跟敬拜他。
And during this time, there will be many natural catastrophes that will take place, events that will make Hurricane Katrina seem like a mild windstorm.
在这段时间呢，有很多自然的灾害都要发生，这样子的灾害比Katrina 这样的飓风不知道要严重多少。
When you read the headlines on newspaper or online, it seems as if the tribulation could take place any moment now.
当你看报纸的时候，你就好像觉得这个大灾难好像随时都会来。
With all the unrest in the Middle East.
所以我们看到动荡的中东。
With the advancement of technology that can control people's lives.
我们看到这个先进的科技呢，它掌控人的生活。
And with the escalation and the severity of natural disasters.
我们看到越来越多的自然的灾害发生。
So the question is, which will happen first?
所以我们的问题就是说，哪件事情要先发生呢？
Will it be the rapture or will it be the tribulation?
是先被提呢，还是说先要大灾难要来临？
There are two main theories about this.
我们知道呢，有两个说法。
The pre-tribulationists think that the rapture will take place first.
就是灾前被提的人认为呢，就是在灾难来以前呢，我们会被提。
They believe that Jesus will rescue Christians by taking them to heaven before the tribulation.
他们认为呢，就是在灾难来临以前呢，耶稣要把他的子民呢带到天上去。
The post-tribulationists.Believe that the tribulation will take place first.
但是呢，灾后被提的这个学说呢，就是说我们是在灾难以后才被提。
They believe that Christians will go through the tribulation.
他们认为呢，基督徒要经历这些大灾难。
However, they believe that Jesus will give special protections to the Christians during the tribulation period, just as he did to the Israelites.During the 10 plagues in Egypt.
但是他们认为呢，神要保护他们，在这个大灾难的时候，神要保护他的子民，就像当时以色列在埃及，神保护他们免受这个十灾的时候一样。
So which of these two theories is right?
所以这两个理论到底哪个是正确的呢？
To be honest, I really don't know.
说老实话呢，我也不知道。
The Bible makes it clear that both of the events will take place.
但是圣经讲得很清楚，这两个事件都会发生。
But it doesn't make it clear which event will take place first.
但是并没有很清楚地讲到底哪个事件先发生。
And theologians have argued about it for centuries.
那我们知道神学家呢，为这样子已经讨论了上百年了。
So why...Doesn't the Bible make it clear?
那为什么圣经不把这件事情讲清楚呢？
I believe that on one hand, God wants us to make sure that we don't have any unfinished business in case that Jesus takes us up in the rapture right away.
我想一个呢，就是神呢，当耶稣来把我们踢上天以前，他希望我们不要在，就是把在这个地球，他让我们在世上做的事情能够完成。
But on the other hand, God wants us to strive to become more mature Christians so that we will be able to persevere through the tribulation in case Jesus doesn't come back for us.Until the end of the tribulation.
但另一方面呢，那神也让我们竭力的努力，成为非常成熟的基督徒。这样，即使神在灾后以后再来的，耶稣在灾后以后再来的时候，我们也可以在这个大灾难的时候可以站立得住。
So whether the rapture takes place before the tribulation or whether it takes place after the tribulation, the doctrine of the end times.Should motivate us to live godly lives.
所以无论是我们是在灾前还是灾后被提，但是我们知道这些教义就是帮助我们，让我们在末世的时候真是可以过一个敬虔的生活。
And this can be seen in 1 Peter chapter 4.
所以呢，我们可以在彼得前书四章呢就可以看到。
In verse 7, the apostle Peter writes, "The end of all things is near."
所以呢，在第七节。彼得他这样说，万物的结局近了。
At first, the Apostle Peter looks like one of those crazy men who walks around with a sign that says the end is near.
好像彼得呢，就像那个非常奇怪的人，他走举着牌子在路上到处说说万物的结局近了。
But then the Apostle Peter adds the word therefore.
但是呢，彼得他后来他接着说，因此。
Whenever you see the word therefore in the Bible, you should check out what it's there for.
所以当你在圣经里看到所以的时候，你要非常的要注意看所以到底是什么。
In this case, the word therefore is there to tell us that we should live our lives in light of the fact that we are living in the last days.
所以他这里告诉我们说，就是说我们真是在末世的时候，我们应该怎么样生活
？So what does the Apostle Peter tell us that we should do？
所以呢，彼得使徒彼得他告诉我们，我们在末世应该怎样生活
？Does he encourage us to argue with our Christian friends about whether Jesus will come before or after the tribulation？
他是让我们这基督徒之间彼此争论，到底耶稣呢是灾前还是灾后要来呢
？Does he tell us to get online to find evidence of prophecies that have already been fulfilled？
还是让我们真是在网上搜寻，看看是不是圣经上的预言都是不是已经实现了
？Does he tell us to stockpile weapons so that we will be able to defend ourselves against the Antichrist？
他是不是说让我们真是囤积武器呢？等着这个敌基督来的时候，我们可以自卫呢
？No, instead he tells us to do four things so that we can improve our relationship with our fellow Christians.
当然不是，但是呢，使徒彼得他告诉我们说要做四件事情来，就是我们基督徒之间应该怎么样来彼此扶持。
He tells us that we should pray for each other.
他告诉我们说我们要彼此要祷告
that we should love on each other
我们要彼此相爱
that we should show hospitality to each other
我们要彼此款待
and that we should serve each other
我们要彼此服侍
but why should the doctrine of the last days motivate us to focus on these four particular things
为什么在末世的教导让我们就是在专注在这四件事情上呢
I believe that there are two reasons.
我相信呢是有两个原因。
First, the doctrine of the last days reminds us that these four things are not only very important, but they are also very urgent.
我认为呢，这个教义呢，就是告诉我们这四件事情呢，不仅非常的重要，但是而且是特别紧迫的事情。
Many of us are very complacent about our spiritual lives.
我们中间，我们可能很多人呢，都是对我们的属灵的生活很满意。
We know that praying, loving, showing hospitality, and serving each other are important things, but we feel like we're too busy right now to take the time to do those things.
我们当然知道彼此相爱，彼此款待，彼此扶持，互相祷告是非常重要的。但是呢，我们好像觉得我们生活里要做的。太忙了，好像这些事情没有那么重要。
Middle schoolers think, I'll do that when I'm in high school.
中学生就说，那我到高中的时候再做这些事情吧。
High schoolers think, I'm too young. I'll do that in college.
那高中生就说，我太年轻了，到上大学再做吧。
College students think, I'll do that when I'm out of college.
那大学生就说，那我毕业了以后再做吧。
And young adults think they'll do that when they get married.
年轻人就说那当我结婚了以后再来做吧
But somehow we never get around to truly focusing on these things because it seems like we have plenty of time to do it in the future
但是确实事实上呢就是说我们不做这些事情我们觉得我们还有很多的时间
But we need to remember that Jesus Christ could come any day nowAnd take us away back to heaven.
但是我们要真的要记住，耶稣他可能随时都会来，会把我们带到天家。
And if we don't get on the ball and prioritize these four things, we may never get around to doing it.
如果我们不下决心来做这四件事情的时候，可能我们就没有功夫去做。
Because when Jesus comes to take us back home, it's going to be too late.
因为呢，如果耶稣把我们带走的时候，那就一切都已经晚了。
But the doctrine of the last days not only reminds us of the urgency of these important things, but it also reminds us that we as Christians, we really need each other.
而且这个教义呢，不仅告诉我们这四件事情是多么的重要，同时呢，也让我们知道我们彼此是需要的，是这么的需要彼此。
There is a good possibility that someday we may end up going through the Great Tribulation.
那也很有可能呢，有一天呢，我们要经历大灾难。
Or at least there's a possibility that some of you may go to a country with limited religious freedom.
但是至少有可能就是我们有的人会到一些国家去呢，那些国家没有宗教的自由。
And we are not going to survive growing as Christians if we try to do it on our own.
那我们如果我们只是想靠我们自己的努力的话，我们在这些环境中我们就是站立得不住的。
Even now, when things are relatively peaceful, we already need each other's prayers, love, hospitality, and service.
即使好像就在现在，我们好像生活已经很平安了，但是我们还是需要弟兄姐妹之间的彼此带导。
But when the tribulation comes, or when we return to some country with limited religious freedom, we are going to need other Christians even more.
但是呢，当大灾难，或者说我们去那个没有自由的宗教自由的国家去，我们真是更需要弟兄姐妹之间的彼此带导。
So we better work on these four things when it's relatively peaceful, so that we will be able to do things when it's going to be really hard.
所以呢，我们现在好像就是在我们好像生活比较平静的时候呢，我们就来做这四件事情，以至于到有困难的时候，我们就可以站立得住。
So whether the rapture takes place before the tribulation or whether it takes place after the tribulation, it is a matter of urgency that we focus on these four relational commandments that are found in 1 Peter chapter 4.
所以呢，无论是灾前被提还是灾后被提，那我们知道这四件事情是多么的紧迫，让我们真实就是现在就要有行动。
So let's take a closer look at these four relational commandments so that we know how we are going to fulfill these urgent duties.
所以呢，让我们来从彼得前书第四章就来看一看这四项，然后让我们知道怎么样来弟兄姐妹之间要有这样一个彼此扶持这样子的关系。
The first relational commandment is found in verse 7.
所以呢，第一个命令呢，就是在第七节我们可以看到。
The end of all things is near. Therefore, be of good, sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Since we are living in the last days, the first thing that we should focus on is praying for each other.
既然我们生活在这个末世，那我们首先要做的事情呢，就是我们要彼此祷告。
Some of you have heard the story of Jim Cimbala, who's the author of Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire.
可能你们听过 Jim Baller 他的故事呢，他是《疾风烈火》的作者。
1971, he became the pastor of a rundown church in Brooklyn, New York, which is called the Brooklyn Tabernacle.
在1971年呢，他就是接收了这个在就是越来越衰败的这个在 Brooklyn 一个帐幕教会，他是这个帐幕教会的牧师。
Church had only 20 members and it was declining.
在这个教会呢只有20个人，而且人也还是在减少。
Jim tried to change the church in his own power and he failed miserably.
那 Jim 他好像想用自己的努力来改变教会的状况，但是呢他没有成功。
The attendance actually started to decline.
好像人越来越更少了。
And finally, he received a word from the Lord to make the prayer meeting to be the most important service in his church.
后来他听神告诉他，就说要使教会呢这个祷告会作为最重要的事工。
Church grew from a handful of believers to a congregation of 16,000 members, and the church has planted over 17 other churches. In New York City and across this nation.
后来他的教会就从20来个人呢，一直增长到16000人，甚至他们还在纽约还有美国各地呢建立了17个教会。
For the last few years, when our church has gone to do mission work in Brooklyn, we always stop at the Brooklyn Tabernacles for their prayer meeting, and we're just very touched by the passion that this church has for prayer.
当我们在过去几年我们教会派短宣队去 Brooklyn 服侍的时候，每一次呢我们都要去这个 Tabernacle 帐幕教会呢来参加他们的祷告会，而且我们每一次都为他们祷告会所激励。
It's been exciting to watch thousands of people worshiping God and praying for each other at the top of their voice.
当我们看到这些有上千的人一起聚集来敬拜神，而且就是来敞开心来向神祷告的时候，真是太激动人心了。
I think most of us know that we should pray more. So why don't we pray more?
那我们很多人知道，我们确实应该要放很多的时间来祷告，但是我们为什么不祷告呢？
I think most of us know that our church and our fellow believers here in church need more prayer. So why do we invest so little time in prayer?
那我们真的知道我们教会很多事工还有很多的弟兄姐妹真是需要来祷告支持，那但是我们为什么不花时间来祷告呢？
I think the answer can be found in this verse.
那我们可以在这节经文啊可以找到答案。
We lack sound judgment and a sober spirit.
因为我们真是没有警醒自守，我们在灵里面也不警醒。
These words describe a self-disciplined prayer life.
那我们从这些经文看到，我们应该有一个非常自律的一个祷告的生活。
It's a commitment to pray even when we're tired or discouraged or don't feel like praying.
就是在我们就是好像非常，甚至是在很身体已经很累了，或者说很心情也不好，或者就是说我们也不想做什么事情，即使在这样的情况下，我们还是需要祷告。
Unfortunately, many of us only pray when we feel like it.
但是非常不幸的是呢，我们很多人呢，祷告呢，就觉得想祷告了才祷告。
And we don't feel like praying very often.
或者我们就是从来不觉得想要祷告。
But we need to realize that prayer is not merely preparation for the battle. Prayer is our spiritual battle.
我们真的是应该知道，祷告不仅是帮助我们来准备来这个属灵的征战，其实祷告就是一个属灵的征战。
Most soldiers do not go to battle because they feel like it.
那我们知道呢，这些战士们、士兵们，他们并不是说他们想去打仗才去打仗。
They go to battle because they know it is the right thing to do.
他们去战场，因为他们知道这是他们应该做的。
Our church's spiritual victories are fought on our knees.
那我们知道我们教会属灵的胜利呢就是在我们的膝头上面。
So I'd like to encourage you to do two things.
所以呢我鼓励大家来做两件事情。
First of all, pray for our church on a daily basis.
就是每天呢来为我们的教会来祷告。
For the English congregation, we usually give a handout with a number of prayer requests. So for the English congregation, take that handout andHome and pray for the needs of the church every day.
所以在英文堂的时候，我们有这些祷告就是发下来的祷告事项。所以你要把这些带回家，每天呢就是为这些事情来祷告。
For those of you in the Chinese service, pray for the requests that are emailed to you every week.
那我们在中文堂呢，也是每一个星期都会收到这样祷告的事项。那你也要就是为这些祷告事项来祷告。
And secondly, join a prayer group or a Bible study in which you are with other believers who will pray for you and you will be prayed for.
或者你要参加一个祷告的一个小组，或者说一个查经班，这样子呢，大家可以一起为你祷告，你也可以和大家一起祷告。
Since we are living in the last days, we should realize that prayer is not only important,But it's also a very urgent thing for us to do.
既然我们生活在这个末世，我们真的是要知道，祷告不仅很重要，而且是迫切要做的。
The second relational command in this passage is found in verse 8.
那我们在第八节呢，可以看到这个第二个命令。
Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins.
最要紧的是要彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Since we live in the last days, the second thing that we should do is love on each other.
既然我们生活在这个末世，那我们第二件要做的事情就是我们要彼此相爱。
The Greek word translated as fervent deals with intensity and determination.
希腊文它用这个非常强烈的词，就是说我们要一定要做的，必须要做的事情。
It literally means strained.
就是说你要竭力的去做的事情。
It's used to describe runners who strain to reach the tape and at the end of a race.
就是这个词就是描述好像那个跑步运动员他在冲刺，就是要到终点冲刺那样子尽力的一搏。
It means to go above and beyond the call of duty.
就是说你要做是尽你所能的，超出你可以做的。
Means to pursue excellence in the area of love.
就是说在爱里面，就是你要把真是使尽全力的要把爱彰显出来。
Too many of us are very complacent in the way that we express our love.
那我想我们可能对我们来弟兄姐妹来表达爱，我们也觉得很满意了。
We don't strain for the finish line.
但是呢，我们并没有竭力的来就是来彼此相爱。
We'll do what we have to, but we're not going to do any more.
那我们只是做我们觉得我们应该做的，但是我们不再多做了。
We won't take revenge on our enemies, but we won't truly love them.
虽然我们好像不报复我们的仇敌呢，但是我们并不真正的爱我们的仇敌。
We'll practice Confucius's silver rule, which is.Do not do unto others what you do not want them to do unto you.
那我们好像就是接受这个孔夫子的这个教训，就是说，如果你不想别人怎么样待你的话，那你也不要怎样那样的待别人。
But we fail to obey Christ's golden rule, which is do unto others as you would have them do to you.
但是我们却不能遵守神告诉我们的这样一个最高的这个命令，就是说。你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
In other words, we'll mind our own business, but we're not going to sacrificially go out and love somebody.
那就是说我们好像，就是说我们不会好像为了你，来把我们的爱来使出来。
How do you treat those people who have hurt you in the past?
那你在过去别人伤害你，你是怎样对待他们的？
Do you merely refrain from taking vengeance on them?
那你只是说好像只是说努力的不要实行就是报复他呢？
Do you only talk to them if they talk to you?
还是或者说他们跟你说话的时候你才跟他说话呢？
Or are you willing to take the initiative to reach out to them not because of who they are, but in spite of who they are?
反而还是说你就是要主动的来去跟他们联系，来关心他，不论他们怎样。
Right before Jesus Christ quoted the golden rule, he said the following.
那在耶稣说前面那句话的时候，他说了这样子的话。
But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Someone strikes you on one cheek?Turn to him the other one also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you.
只是我告诉你们，这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。有人打你这边的脸，连那边的脸也由他打；有人夺你的外衣，连里衣也由他拿去。凡求你的，就给他；有人夺你的东西去，不用再要回来。
Jesus said that, or the Peter said that above all, we should keep fervent in our love for one another.
彼得告诉我们说，在这一切之上呢，我们要彼此相爱。
In other words, love is the most important commandment.
就是说呢，爱是呢最高的命令。
Love needs to be the motive for all commands.
就是说这个爱呢是我们做一切事情的动机。
Because if we have a disciplined prayer life but we have no love, it's pointless.
那如果我们有自律，我们经常祷告，但是我们没有爱的话，那也没有意义。
If our hospitality is extravagant but we have no love, it's merely a duty.
那如果我们真是非常的好施款待人呢，但是我们没有爱的话，好像也是就是完成任务而已。
If we have a lot of talent, but our service is without love, it will seem like a mere performance.
如果我们有很多的恩赐呢，然后我们服侍，但是我们没有爱的话呢，那好像就是在表演一样。
Does fervent love permeate every aspect of First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church?
那我们真是在这个竭力相爱这件事情上，真的是在我们教会的各项的事工里，我们可以看到呢。
Perhaps you're thinking...No, it's not, because people just aren't loving me like that.
可能你会觉得哦，好像没有，好像大家没有那样子以那样子的爱来爱我。
But the question is, are you loving people like that?
但是问题是，你是用这样子的竭力的爱来去爱大家吗？
You see, you can be part of the problem or part of the solution.
所以你看，你可以是这个问题是问题的是问题的一部分，也可能是解决问题的一部分。
If you are not loving other people in the church fervently, you're part of the problem.
如果你不是真是竭尽自己的能力去爱弟兄姐妹的话，那你就是这个问题的原因之一。
But fervent love is contagious.
那我们知道这个竭力相爱这件事情是有感染力的。
And if you start loving people with fervent love,They're going to start loving you with fervent love and start loving other people with fervent love.
如果你真的是以真是对弟兄姐妹有切实相爱的心的话呢，那弟兄姐妹也会对你有切实相爱的心，而且这样子竭力相爱的心呢，就可以在弟兄姐妹中间可以传播。
And then our church will start drawing other people in because other people want to experience the fervent love that is taking place within this church.
那我们教会就会有更多的人来到我们教会，因为他们也想经历这个切实相爱我们所经历的。
So, don't procrastinate fervently loving other people.
所以呢，我们真是要就是要来竭力的来切实的相爱。
Because since we are living in the last days, it's not only important to fervently love each other.It's also a very urgent thing to do.
因为我们生活在这个末世，所以呢，我们弟兄姐妹，彼此切实相爱，不仅是重要的，而且是非常急迫的，要做的。
The third relational command in this passage is found in verse 9.
那我们在第九节呢，来看到第三个命令。
Be hospitable to one another without complaint.
你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
Since we live in the last days, the third thing we should focus on is showing hospitality to one another.
所以在这个末世的时候，我们真是要弟兄姐妹之间要彼此款待。
In the Greek, the word hospitality literally means the love of strangers.
那在希腊文，这个款待这个词的意思呢，就是说你要爱陌生人。
When strangers come to our church, do they feel loved?
那当有陌生人来到我们教会的时候，他们是觉得感觉到被爱了吗？
The answer is it depends.
那我们知道答案可能也是各式各样的。
Some people come and they feel instantly loved.
那有的人来了以后，他们马上就感觉到被爱了。
And they want to stay.
所以呢，他们就想来待下去。
Others come and they feel ignored.
但有的人来了以后呢，他们觉得好像被忽视。
And they never want to come back.
所以他们就不想再来了。
And that should never happen in our church.
那我们知道这样的事情真的不应该在我们教会里面发生。
When the worship service is over, we should first greet the newcomers and the people who don't come very often before we greet our closest friends.
所以呢，在我们就是崇拜结束以后呢，我们应该是首先呢来去跟陌生的人或者说不常来教会的人先打招呼，然后才跟我们。熟悉的朋友打招呼。
Because if we don't do that, they may leave this church building without anybody greeting them.
如果我们不这样做的话，可能他们就是没有人跟他们打招呼，他们就不得不离开我们这个教会。
And not only that, but we should also invite newcomers and infrequent visitors to stay for lunch.
啊，不仅呢如此，而且我们也应该呢，就是邀请这个新来的，还有就是不经常来教会的人呢，我们要让他们跟我们一起用午餐。
During the school year, lunch is served in our basement.
那在Cornell 这个学期的时候，我们就是在楼下呢有午餐。
During the summer, the English congregation goes out to a restaurant and eats together for worship after worship service.
那在暑期的时候，那英文堂的弟兄姐妹可能就要出去一起吃饭。
But people from both congregations are more than welcome to join us.
但是我们欢迎所有的这个英文堂、中文堂的弟兄姐妹都来跟我们参加，一起 fellow 一起团契。
But whether eating together in the basement during the school year or going out to eat during the summer, let's make sure that we invite people to eat with us after the worship service.
但是无论是就是楼下的午餐或者一起吃饭，那我们真是要尽力邀请这些新来的还有不常来的跟我们一起来用餐。
Now you say, I don't really feel very comfortable in doing that.
那也许你会说，哎呀，我这样做我好像觉得不是很舒服，不是很感觉不好。
I'm kind of shy.
那我好像就是很内向的一个人。
I'd rather hang out with my friends.
我宁愿跟我熟悉的朋友在一起。
Let's take a look at what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 47.
那我们来看一看耶稣在马太福音五章四十七节他怎样说的。
If you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that?
你们若单请你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？
Even people in the mafia greet each other.
那我们知道这些，甚至是那些贩毒的人，他们也彼此问安。
But Jesus expects us to do more in the greeting department than the average mafia member would do.
但是神呢，对我们的要求就是说，我们要真是要比那些外邦人做得更好。
But our hospitality should go beyond the walls of this building.
但是我们就要彼此款待，这样子的心呢，不仅仅是在教会里面。
Jesus said in Luke chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous.
耶稣在路加福音十四章二十十二节到十四节，他这样说：“耶稣又对他说，又对请他的人说：你摆设午饭或晚饭，不要请你的朋友、弟兄、亲属和富足的邻舍，恐怕他们也请你，你就得了报答。你摆设筵席，倒要请那些贫穷的、残疾的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的，你就有福了，因为他们没有什么可以报答你。”到一人复活的时候，你们要得着报答。
When was the last time you invited a stranger over to your house to eat?
那你有什么时候就是你邀请过陌生人到你家去吃饭呢？
When was the last time you took somebody out to eat that you didn't know that well?
那你真是什么时候你带真的是你不熟悉的人出去到外面吃饭呢？
Since we have more time on our hands during the summer,How about today, after the worship service, you greet somebody in our church that you don't know or you don't know very well and ask them if they would like to go out to eat with you sometime during this week.
所以呢，那这个夏天呢，我们有很多的时间，所以呢，我们要不要今天就开始行动？就是我们崇拜完以后呢，你就是跟那些你不认识或不熟悉的人打招呼，也跟他们邀请他们看看这个星期你能不能跟他们一起吃饭。
Because hospitality is not only an important thing, but since we're living in the last days, it's an urgent thing for you to do.
所以呢，我们互相款待呢，真是在这个末世不仅很重要，而且是我们真是迫切要做的。
The fourth relational command in this passage is found in verses 10 through 11.
那在第四个命令呢，我们可以在这个十节和十一节找到。
As each of you has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks.is to do as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，就按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
Since we are living in the last days, the fourth thing that we should focus on is serving one another.
所以呢，在这个末世呢，我们第四件要做的事情呢，就是我们要彼此服侍。
This verse indicates that every single Christian has received a spiritual gift from God that we're supposed to use.
所以呢，这里告诉我们，就是我们每一个基督徒呢，都从神那里领受了恩赐，我们可以服侍的。
A spiritual gift is an ability that God has given you to build the kingdom of God.
那我们真的是知道呢，神赐给我们恩赐，让我们服侍呢，来建造神的国。
If you are a Christian here today and you consider First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church your church home, we expect for you to find an area in which you can serve.
如果你真是把这个一地家华人教会呢当做你的母会的话呢，那你就应该来服侍。
Might be in the worship team.
也许呢，你可以参与敬拜的服侍。
Might be a discipleship leader.
也许呢，你也可以来带领这个门徒训练。
It might be helping out in the nursery.
也许呢，你也可以去婴儿室看孩子。
It might be a new ministry that you want to start.
也许呢，是你想做的一个新的事工。
Why should you be involved in a ministry?
你为什么要参与服事呢
？It's not merely for self-fulfillment, although being involved in a ministry is very fulfilling.
当然不是要好像觉得自己很就是有一个成就感。当然呢，我们知道我们服侍神确实是有成就感。
Instead, according to this passage, there are two reasons why we should be involved in a ministry.
但是呢，这段经文告诉我们呢，真是有两个原因让我们知道我们为什么要来服侍。
First of all, we need to serve one another.
首先呢，我们需要真是彼此服侍。
In other words, you should serve other people in our church who need you.To serve,
或者说就是你应该服侍，真是教会里需要你来帮助的这些人。
If you are not serving, you are cheating them out of your ministry.
如果你不服侍的话呢，你真的是就是好像，就是占了他们的便宜一样。
Secondly, and even more importantly, we should be involved in ministry for the glory of God.
那当然最重要的是呢，就是我们服侍呢是为了让神得荣耀。
The word glorified in this verse means to cause the dignity and worth of some person or thing to become manifest and acknowledged.
这里得荣耀这个字呢，它的意思就是说让人他应该有的这件尊严或者说他配得的这些都可以表达出来，可以被接受和承认。
In other words, when you serve, you help people see how awesome God really is.
就是说当你服侍的时候呢，就可以让人看到我们所信的神是多么伟大的一个神。
Are you involved in a ministry at First Ithaca Chinese Christian Church?
那你在我们教会里面有服侍吗
?If you are a Christian who attends meetings in our church and you're not involved in a ministry, it's time for you to step up.
那如果呢你也只是参加我们教会的敬拜或者但是你并没有参加什么服事的话也许呢你现在就应该站出来是你服事的时候了
After worship service talk to one of us pastors or to one of the elders and let us know about a ministry that you want to get involved in
那你真的是可以会后呢你可以跟牧师啊或者长老们谈然后告诉他们你想在哪个方面服事
If you are already involved in a ministry are you doing it for the glory of GodOr are you doing it for your own glory?
但如果你已经开始参与服事的话，那你服事是为了让神得荣耀呢，还是说你让你自己觉得好像很好
？We should all find a way to serve within our church for the glory of God.
我们每一个人呢，真的都应该在教会里面来服事，让神的名得荣耀。
Because it's not only important.
因为呢，这不仅重要。
it's also very urgent.
而且是我们迫切，真是要马上要做的。
In closing, there's a story about Satan having a committee meeting with his top executive demons about developing a strategy to ruin more people's lives.
那结束呢？我想讲一个小的故事，就是说这个撒旦呢，他和他的这些魔鬼的头目们要开一个会呢，来想找出策略来毁坏人的生活。
One executive demon says, "Let's convince people that there's no heaven."
那其中有一个魔鬼小头目，他说：“那我们让人就是来让他们相信呢，没有天堂。
”To which Satan said, "You idiot!"
撒旦就说你这个傻瓜
They'll never believe you because there's a bit of heaven in each human heart.
人们肯定不会相信你因为在每个人的心里呢都有知道有天堂
In the end everybody knows that right and good must have the victory.
那每个人都知道就是善和义就是一定要胜利的
Strategy is stupid.
你这个办法太愚蠢了
Another executive demon said, "Well, then, let's tell them that there is no hell."
那另外一个就说，那我们就要告诉人，就说没有地狱。
Satan sneered at him and said, "That's even more stupid."
那这撒旦就说，哎，这更愚蠢了，更嘲笑他。
Humans will never believe you.
那人类肯定不会相信你的。
Because in every human's heart there is a conscience.
因为在每个人的心里面都有一个良知。
It's a voice that tells them that not only will good be triumphant, but evil will be defeated.
而且这个良知呢，告诉他们，不仅这个义呢要善呢要胜利，而且呢这个恶呢要被制服的。
So that will never work.
所以这不行不通。
And one more executive demon made the following suggestion.
后来呢，另外一个小头目就说了
"Let's tell humans that there is no hurry."
那我们就告诉人，就说不需要着急。
Immediately, Satan cackled with glee and proclaimed, "That's brilliant!"
后来这个撒旦就说啊，真是太棒了，你这个主意。
We'll convince multitudes to wait, and then it will be too late.
所以呢，我们让真的更多的人，就是说让你们等着吧，那有一天就晚了。
And its strategy works.
那我们知道他这个办法真的是行得很好。
And it's still working.
还在我们今天呢，还在就是运行。
Please do not let that strategy work in your life.
啊，我想告诫大家，不要让这个真的这个主意呢，在你的生活里面可以控制你。
As the Apostle Peter said, "The end of all things is near."
就像使徒彼得说，万物的结局近了。
The rapture and the tribulation will soon be upon us.
那被提还有大灾难，就是马上就要来了。
If you are not a Christian, you don't want to be left behind in the tribulation without any help of the Holy Spirit.
那如果你不是基督徒的话呢？那你真的是不希望在大灾难的时候呢，你没有圣灵来帮助你。
Today, you need to put your faith in Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross for your sins, and that He rose again to give you eternal life.
你今天呢就要迈出这信心的一步，真的是知道耶稣基督为你的罪死在十字架上，而且他第三天复活，要把永生赐给你。
But if you are a Christian, it's time that you get serious about your spiritual life.
但如果你是基督徒的话，那你真的是应该警醒了，对你属灵的生命要警醒了。
Because whether the tribulation takes place before the whether the rapture takes place before the tribulation or whether it takes place after the tribulation, it is very urgent that you focus on praying, loving, showing hospitality, and serving other Christians.
所以呢，无论是被提在大灾难以前还是以后，那我们要做就是要彼此款待，彼此相爱，彼此带导，还有彼此扶持。
Will you listen to the Holy Spirit's voice and make a change today?
你要不要听圣灵在你心里的声音说要今天要就是要来改变了
Or will you listen to the dark world and say there really is no hurry?
还是说你要真是顺从魔鬼的声音就说哎，我们不着急
In 1 Corinthians 11 verse 26 the Apostle Paul tells us another thing that Christians should do in light of Christ's imminent return.
在哥林多前书，这个使徒保罗告诉我们，基督徒在末世的时候，我们还要做的一件事情。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
你们每逢吃这饼，喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
The Apostle Paul reminds us that since Jesus may come any day, we should let people know that we believe that the Lord's death saves us from our sins by the process of partaking of the Lord's communion.
那使徒保罗这里告诉我们，作为基督徒在末世的时候，那我们要做的就是来领圣餐，来真是知道主耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上。
In other words, not only should the historical fact of the Lord's death motivate us to partake of the communion in a worthwhile manner, but also the upcoming fact of Christ's second coming should also motivate us to partake of the Lord's communion in a worthy manner.
就是说我们不仅要知道这耶稣来到这个世界上这个被这件事实呢来激励我们，同时呢我们也真的知道耶稣他要再来，所以当我们真是领这个圣餐的时候，就是我们要被神这样子的爱所激励我们。
The truth is that this may actually be the last time that we'll ever partake of the Lord's communion together, because it is possible that Jesus Christ will come before the next communion is scheduled.
那也很有可能，就是说，也许我们今天的领圣餐呢，真是最后一次领圣餐了，因为在下一次领圣餐的时候，可能主耶稣基督就已经来了。